Good morning, Boker Tov. So here's a question as we're about to leave Bidud, looking around you. How do we know that this is redemptive? How do we know that this is the beginning of Gula? Maybe it's just another stage in Jewish history. This is the Parsha of Kisavo. We think about Gullus and we think about Gula. So there are, of course, many, many ways to address that question. But what would the Ramban say? How would we know what he would say? The Ramban compares the Tochacha in Parshas Bechukosai to the Tochacha in Parshas Kisavo. And he highlights several differences which lead him to an incredible conclusion. Not all Rishonim agree that the Bechukosai and the Kitavo Tochacha are not overlapping stories. They're different chronologies. The Tochacha in Bechukosai refers to the first Galus of Bavel. The Tochacha in Kitavo refers to the second Galus, the long Galus of Rome. I'll just cite three primary differences. Number one, the Tochacha in Bechukosai concludes unilaterally. Zachartius B.C. Yaakov, Viaphas B.C. Yitzchak, Viaphas B.C. Avram Eskar. Hashem says, whether you perform tshuva, whether you don't perform tshuva, I will return you, I will remember the schus and the bris of the avos. The Tochacha of Kisavo doesn't conclude unilaterally. It concludes Eila Divrei Abris. If you don't keep HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, you won't be redeemed. The resolution of the Tochacha in Kitavo is only in next week's Parsha Nitzavim. If you perform tshuva, the Shava Hashem Elokecha Shuvascha, then you'll return. Which is the very famous Shita in the Gemara Sanhedrin, that if we don't perform tshuva, there will not be a final Geula. Namely, the first Geula was 70 years after Galus, independent of tshuva. The second Geula, Machlokas of Eliezer of Yeshua, but the Rambam Paskins, Osim tshuva, Nigalim. Ein Osim tshuva, Ein Nigalim. So the Tochacha of Bechukosai ends with us returning regardless. The Tochacha of Kitavo is hinged upon the tshuva, which we read about next week in Nitzavim. That's one difference. Second difference is, the Tochacha of Bechukosai talks about a tshuva which isn't really complete. It says, V'hisvadu asevonam, that when you confess your sins, Hashem will restore you. Confession is enough. What about tshuva? What about remorse? The Ramban proves from this that even if tshuva is not complete, even if your confession doesn't lead to a full-blown tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still accepts it. When the Jews came back from Babel, they had a lot of flaws. Ezra and Nehemiah conducted mass confessionals. It didn't always work. They still had intermarriage. But even the fact that they were willing to confront their failures, that itself, tshuva is not all or nothing. Tshuva stages, if you confess and you try to change, even if human weakness withholds or impedes you from changing, that's still accepted by Hashem, and that's what happened in the first Beis HaMikdash. When they returned after the first Beis HaMikdash, they couldn't quite climb out of all their flaws, but the confession was sufficient for Hashem to restore them. The third difference is that in Parshas Kitavo, Hashem says, I will bring Yisa Hashem Elecha Goy Merachok, I will bring a nation from far away, and they're going to land on you suddenly, Kasher Yideh HaNesher, like an eagle will land. The first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed by locals. Babylonians, Syrians, Iraqis, Sancheirev, Bavel. The second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed by foreign legions landing on the coasts of Israel, coming from afar, soldiers they had never met, languages we didn't understand. So the description in Bechukosai talks about local conquest. The description in Kitavo talks about eagles landing. Remember, the insignia of the Roman army was an eagle. So they landed on the shores, thousands and thousands of ships, hundreds of thousands of soldiers from distant lands, and you didn't understand their language. Those are just three of the rayos the Ramban brings. Number one, Bechukosai ends, regardless of tshuva. Number two, Kitavo, the final gula, only through tshuva. Second of all, according to the Shita of Rambam, or the Rambam Pasuk, second of all, there's a confessional described in Bechukosai that's not half-hearted, but not fully, fully successful. That's reflective of the first Beis HaMikdash. Finally, the first Beis HaMikdash is destroyed by locals. Second Beis HaMikdash, Kitavo, by people landing from afar suddenly, whose language we don't speak. Now, if there are two Tochachas, and the first Tochacha reflects the first Galus, and the second Tochacha reflects the second Galus,
But of course, there can't be a third galus. Because there isn't a third tochacha. Have a great day, everyone. Good morning. Good morning.